tale reminiscent of the Cold War now, the Russian Defence Ministry has denied reports that one of its submarines got into trouble in the waters off Sweden. The Swedish military has been searching the area since Friday, following what the military said was foreign underwater activity. Soviet submarine sightings during the Cold War caused several security alerts in Sweden in the 1980s. Colm O'Callaghan is a journalist based in Sweden. We can talk to him now. Good morning, Colm.
Good morning.
What's going on here? What happened?
Well, what happened was actually a Swedish newspaper on Thursday managed to get information or get it from the Swedish defence, where they seem to have intercepted some sort of message coming from the Swedish archipelago, and it was in Russian, is what we had understood. The Swedish Defence Department has said that that's not the case, but a day later another message seemed to have come through. This one was encrypted, and they could trace that it was coming from the archipelago over to Kaliningrad in Russia. So the expectation is that if there is underwater activity going on, it's probably from Russia, although the Swedish Defence Department and the Swedish Minister for Defence say we just believe that there is some underwater activity, but they're not saying which nation it's necessarily coming from.
Do the Russians, or have the Russians ever acknowledged that they have submarines or that they're active in this area?
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly active in the Baltic Sea, but they would never admit that they'd be active within Swedish territory. So that's the difference, if you like. So they have certainly been ramping up activity in the Baltic Sea and in that area, but not to anyone's knowledge have they been in Swedish territory. And as you mentioned in your introduction there, in the 1980s, they were in Swedish territory a lot, and a U-boat went aground in 1981 outside off the coast of Sweden, and that caused a huge stir. It was an international story at the time. And since then, there's really been a great concern, you know, on the Swedish side that the Russians are interested in coming into Swedish waters and Swedish territories.
Why would the Russians, or the Soviets in the past, have had any interest in Swedish waters?
Yeah, I mean, the reason, I guess, today that people are believing that they might be interested in coming in, according to the security and defence experts in the Swedish press this morning at least, they're saying that, well, it's potentially because Sweden is getting a little bit closer to NATO. There's a new government who's expressed, and Sweden in the past few years have been getting closer and closer in their cooperation with NATO, and this is a way of the Russians sort of flexing their muscles to say that if you do join NATO, you know, we're going to be ramping up our activities in the area, you know, because we're sort of more concerned about you, if you like.
Colm, thanks for speaking to us. That's Colm O'Callaghan, a journalist based in Sweden.